It was so difficult to get into and to achieve anything once in that we needed every bit of optimism we could muster not to give it up altogether. I'm speaking, of course, of tiny Albania. I was far away in Siberia when our group at last got its chance to enter this country. A French tourist agency scored a history-making first by arranging a 2-week Albanian tour. Rolf and Marcus joined the tour as teachers from Holland. They carried no Bibles with them, for we had discovered years before that no Albanian Bible existed. Worse, there was no Albanian language in which to print a Bible. In this little country of 1.5 million souls, at least 3 mutually incomprehensible dialects were spoken: Chip, Geg, and Tosk. The only Bibles in the country were in Latin, in Roman Catholic churches, and in Greek in Orthodox churches. The rest of the country was Muslim. The American Bible Society wrote that they had a New Testament in Chip, translated in 1824, in their library, but that no other copy seemed to exist. It was only since the Revolution that any progress had been made toward developing a unified Albanian language, and we could hardly hope this included a new Bible. However, Rolf and Marcus did carry tracts and portions of scripture with them in all 3 Albanian languages, and when the customs officials at the airport did not even open their suitcases, they felt that they had been extremely lucky. There was a strict law in Albania forbidding the importation of any printed matter whatsoever, no matter how brief and how non-political, on the grounds that it constituted propaganda. Marcus and Rolf had packed their literature out of habit as much as anything, fully expecting to see it confiscated at the border. And so when they checked into their hotel in Tirana, with all of it untouched, they felt very encouraged. They had reckoned without the well-trained and obedient Albanians. For the entire 2-week trip, they tried to give away those portions of scriptures. The universal reaction of the people was to clasp both hands behind their backs. Not only would they not accept the tracts, they wouldn't even touch them. Even a Catholic bishop, to whom Rolf tried to give a St. John's Gospel in Geg, turned and stalked away down the aisle of his cathedral, as though he'd been offered poison. At last, in desperation, they left a pile of tracts on a windowsill in a street offices, thinking perhaps passers-by would pick them when no one was looking. To their horror, a full day later, and 90 kilometres farther along on their tour, 2 policemen arrived where the group was having lunch, and demanded to know who had left tracts on that street. The detective did not seem quite so uncanny when they realised that theirs was the only group of foreigners anywhere in the country. To prevent the whole tours being expelled, Marcus and Rolf had to confess what they had done, and swear to stop all such political activity.